Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL Draft. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring you each and every day. And today we met a young man down in Fort Worth, Texas. Back in January, he was participating in the College Gridiron Showcase, a fabulous opportunity for seniors to showcase their skills in front of NFL scouts, and that's none other than the standout defensive tackle from BYU, Zach Daw. And if you're not familiar with him, you're about to be familiar with him as he joins us here on the show. But with that said, Zach, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's great. I'm in Utah right now. It's snowing, believe it or not. And while we're talking, I'm actually doing a little fly fishing, just kind of one of my hobbies, so. Stone, two birds, one stone.
I like it. This kind of got a J.J. Watt type of feel. I mean, he was fishing with his dad when he got the call to go to Texas. So hopefully this gives you some good juju vibes where, you know, you're going to hear your name called because you're doing your show here. And are you going to catch anything?
Yeah, working out right now. So just kind of hanging out.
So, I love
yet. No bites yet.
I love it. This could be the first podcast we've done where somebody might catch a fish. So I'm hoping you snag something
line. If I start screaming, I'll let you guys know.
For you, man, we down at the College Gridiron Showcase, I'd like to touch base on that first because right before we went live, January seems like a lifetime ago, but what's it been like since you got to talk to those scouts? And, that conference room was filled over, 30-some teams, 100 scouts all down there. I'm sure you talked to a lot of them. But from that time till now, what's this experience been like for you?
It's just kind of a surreal experience. It's like your whole life since you're a little kid, you watched the NFL, looked up to players who were in the NFL, and now going to college, just being around guys who are in the NFL. It's just kind of a crazy experience that, it's my turn to, take my shot at my dream. And so everything's just, it's been surreal, but it's been a fun experience. So seeing all the stuff in Texas was awesome.
Yeah. Does that really set things in motion? Is that like a wow, when you're sitting across the table and you see those NFL logos?
Yeah. It kind of is like a little bit flashback of college days when you see coaches come in, but it's just 10 times cooler when you see like these logos that you've worn as a kid and things like that sitting across the table from you. So it's really cool and very unique.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity and once in a lifetime. Next year, once you're there and you're in the National Football League, you don't need to go through this process anymore. Let's go way back when. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, choice, and were you always the bigger, more athletic kid growing up?
Football is kind of my sport of choice, but I also wrestled, and I was actually kind of an underdog, just kind of a hit my, you'd say, chunky years, or you hit your baby fat, and so I was always wrestling and playing up against bigger kids, and so I was the underdog when I was growing up, and it was funny how things kind of changed as I got into high school and started lifting more and those kind of things, and so hard work has definitely always been a thing I've had to learn, since I was a little kid, but I think it's a big part of who I am today.
I love it. And for you folks out there listening, we've come to realize that Zach is a very humble man because he mentioned wrestling was a go-to, but he did not mention, humbly, that he was a two-time All-American heavyweight wrestler. So All-American, you were pretty damn good wrestler. Is that fair enough to say?
Yeah, that's fair enough to say. It took up more of my time actually than football did when I was in junior high and high school. I was on the traveling Utah team for Greco-Roman and freestyle. And then in high school, I wrestled collegiate or folk style for those who know wrestling. But I went and I took fifth at the Beast of the East my junior year, and then I took first at Reno, which is, for those who know wrestling, is a big tournament for the West Coast. And so I won Reno twice, so I got my All-American status.
Excellent stuff. Congratulations on that. So you start making your way towards the gridiron. I'm curious, what other schools were looking at you? And I believe, I'm not positive, I believe you began your Cougar career on the offensive side of the ball, and I think your brother Parker played there as well. But how was your brother being a Cougar a big factor in you becoming a BYU guy yourself?
Yeah, that was actually big time. I grew up kind of going to the University of Utah. Unfortunately, their football camps. I love them, great program. So I kind of grew up with some red T-shirts growing up, and then my older brother Parker was there, and I went down there and kind of met some of the guys, saw the lifestyle, and just kind of fell in love with the program. And so that had a big impact on just kind of what, you know, I decided to go with.
And when you get there, the offensive side, is that correct? And then you made the switch to defense?
Yeah, so I signed as a defensive lineman, and then I went on an LDS mission. So I was a missionary in Houston, Texas. So I went on my mission for 2 years and came back with a new coaching staff. And since my brother was an offensive lineman and he was doing really well, thought, you know, that I might be a good fit as well. But it didn't end up that way, and I like tackling people more than I like blocking people, so that's kind of always been my preference.
I love it. Once again, Zach Dottie, standout BYU tackle here on the C2P as we break down what this young man brings to the draft table. Only a few weeks away before things get going in Cleveland, and we'll be there with coverage as well. Always a great time covering the National Football League and the NFL draft. Zach, this is kind of the part of the show where we kind of get into the nooks and crannies. I always ask this question, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think, and I call them your hallmark home run type abilities, where they're going to want to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
I think I'm extremely versatile. In my time at BYU, I've played, you know, all the way from defensive end, you know, to nose guard, where, and then some plays I've dropped in the coverage. So I've been able to be extremely versatile at my time at BYU. But I think as far as my play, I'm pretty stout. I'm stout in the run game, and you know, I like to pass rush from interior positions. So I feel like, you know, I wasn't able to fully showcase some of my pass rush stuff that I've been able to do in practice. But I feel like I'm a hard worker, and I definitely am a disciplined player who follows, you know, the team rules and standards. And so, yeah, at the end of the day, I'm a team player, and I work hard, and I want my team to be successful.
I love it. And you kind of touch base on it, and I always ask this with a follow-up question. What goes unnoticed? I mean, you could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. You talked about the system, you know, not using you as much as a pass rusher, but you said that's something you did in practice. What else, again, Zach, do these teams need to know that they might not know yet? And with, you know, so few days left before these decisions are made, if they are listening and in, I mean, this is your opportunity once again to say, hey, you might not know this about me, but this is something I can do, or I know I can do.
You know, I think I can do a lot more than, you know, I've showed on tape as far as, like we talked about pass rushing. I feel like that's an ability that, you know, I do have a good edge rush, and I can get off the ball fast. And in our defensive scheme, we pride ourselves in, you know, pass percentage. And so sacks sometimes weren't necessarily the goal. It was more of, you know, yards per attempt by the opposing team. And so that's just part of, you know, our defense that we ran at BYU. But as far as getting out there and be able to make physical plays and make plays in desperate situations, I feel like that's something that I take pride in is, you know, when the team needs a big play, I really have to grit down and, you know, come out with the play to help the team win.
Definitely. And for you, when you look back at your BYU days, I mean, what were kind of some of the situations you relished in the most? That could have been certain down and distances or particular opponents. When you kind of look back at that Cougars career, what are a few of your fondest memories?
I think my first one was I had a sack my sophomore year against Wisconsin. We were winning by a couple points going in the fourth quarter, and they're marching the field, and I had a big-time sack. And then we had a bowl game my junior year. They were marching the field again. I had a big sack on third down. And just this last year, we were playing Houston, and it was a close game. And, you know, they were fighting hard. And, you know, I knew that we were getting desperate as far as what we needed to accomplish. And our coach ran a twist game instead of, you know, letting us go. And I'm like, you know what, let's just let this one loose. We need a big play. And I just grit that one out and came up with a sack with, you know, some help of my teammates. But we were able to win that game, catch some momentum, and get the win. So it's just a couple of experiences. You know, I thought I had a great impact and was able to help my teammates really come away with the win.
That's excellent stuff. And how about your one teammate, probably the teammate, you know who I'm going to mention, everybody in the nation that watches the NFL and NFL draft is going to be the quarterback of BYU, Zach Wilson. What was it like going up against him every day in practice? And give me something so when I go on other talk radio shows, I look smart. What do I need to know about this young man?
Zach Wilson is a tough son of a gun. I'll tell you what. So we did the winter workouts. We came in. After I had taken the year off, we came in at the same time. So we kind of had to go through, like, the rookie, freshman orientation from the strength staff. And they had us out there in the middle of January at 5 o'clock in the morning with snow on the ground, doing up-downs and plate pushes. And I looked over, and Zach Wilson was there every single day with a smile on his face. He didn't care. He wasn't going to let the strength staff win. And, you know, we just gritted out, and he was a great example, you know, to everyone around him of just, you know, put a smile on your face. Like, you know, it might be snowing and your hands might be freezing while you're pushing, you know, plates through the snow, but who cares, you know, just we're doing what we love. And Zach's kind of always showed that where, you know, he's all in no matter what the circumstances are.
Terrific stuff. Zach, we're almost out of time, so we got about 2 minutes before you can catch a fish before we got to go. Now, you got more time to fish,
hey,
but for our show,
yeah,
we got 2 minutes left.
Thank you.
Three and out. A few off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, fire away.
All right. Now, your brother Parker, a few years older, were you guys competitive? And when's the last time your parents or – you know, aunts or uncles had to separate you because the competition got too intense?
If he's listening, so when he got home from his mission, we were wrestling and doing our kind of thing, and I pinned him, and that didn't go over super well. So I was a sophomore in high school, and he came home. And since that, I kind of started a war, you know, between me and him. But one time, he claims, and this is the last time we did one-on-ones, was at a high school football game after the game. He decided to go, and he, you know, he pushed me by. He was playing offensive tackle. I was giving him the speed rush, whatever. And he got, like, a decent push on me. There wasn't even a quarterback. And since then, he won't go against me. He just claims that I haven't beat him since. So that's kind of been the thing. I think he's getting – he's kind of old now, so he's not going to challenge me. So hopefully he heard
I love
that.
It. I hope he will. We're definitely going to be putting it on social media, so he'll get it one way or another. How about this one? Your coach, Coach Satake, anything that during practice, is there anything that he has pet peeves that you guys might do that's nothing serious, but it's a pet peeve that will definitely get him going?
Oh, just not striking and not getting to the ball. That is like, that is a pet peeve that you don't want to mess with. So just making sure that you're always putting effort for us. If he sees you low for around, I hate to be that guy.
Yeah, definitely don't want to be a loafer. That's the last thing you want to be, especially on the football field. And the final one before you, we are a few weeks away from the big day. I'm sure that week, that weekend, you're going to be surrounded by dear family and friends. With that said, Zach, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, I have so many good cooks in my family. So I can't take too many. Oh, man, I just had a nibble. Big one, sorry. Both sides of my family, both my mom and my mother-in-law are amazing cooks. And my father-in-law, he makes this mean brisket and ribs. So hopefully we can get together, do some barbecue, hang out, have some fun.
And hear your name called, right?
Yep, exactly.
And that's it. Awesome, man. Well, hey, fabulous career. I hope you catch something at the end of that line before the day ends. And next week, obviously beyond that, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Perfect. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Zach Dahl. And I love that he's fly fishing, doing the show. That just shows his versatility. He can do a show and do some fishing. As always, if you want more of our guests, by all opportunities, as always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.